Making yourself a priority is not selfish. It's necessary. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Freddy Friday segment, in which our good friend Freddy Fry talks with us about the importance of making yourself a priority. Enjoy.
And you wonder why you're at your breaking point. You wonder why you're wallowing in misery. You wonder why you feel sad, anxiety, borderline depressed. It's because you give and you give and you give some more. And they have absolutely no problem taking and taking and taking some more. You have to stop neglecting you. You have to stop neglecting yourself. When you wake up, it's not about you. It's all about them. And that's okay. That's fine. It's great to add value to others and give of yourself. But I need you to ask yourself this question. Number one, why do you feel the way you feel? And number two, is in this situation, is it equal giving and equal sacrifice? Because the answer to number one is you feel this way because you know deep down inside, deep down in your heart, deep down in your soul, that something is not right. And I'll answer number two for you as well. It's not equal giving and it's not equal sacrifice. So if you put that other person and those other people in a position to win while you steady lose, any relationship should be set up as a win-win. Right now, you smack dab in the middle of a win-lose, and you're on the wrong side of history. You're the one losing. And I'm not talking about a situation where you're in a relationship and your partner falls on hard times and you have to take up a little bit more of the slack. What I'm talking about is when you fall on hard times, is your partner taking up that slack, equal giving, equal sacrifice, and having your back the same way you have their back? And right now, the answer is no. Stop neglecting yourself. Because when you're neglecting yourself, you're not respecting yourself. And when you're not respecting yourself, you're not accepting yourself. And that is unacceptable. This is the moment that you start doing you. This is the moment that you say, no, it's my time. I'm going to give to you. But right now, I need to give to me. And I'm not talking about your kids. We got to show love to the kids, and we're going to have to bend over backwards for them. I'm talking about all these grown folks, your so-called cronies, your so-called homies, your friends that just take and take and take. Right now, that all stops. I said this before. Let me introduce you to your favorite word, your new favorite word, and that's no. So you tell them no. Right now, it's about me. It's been about you for far too long. And I'm going to stop neglecting myself because I'm worth it, because I'm worthy, because I'm enough. And if I don't take care of me, it's impossible for me to take care of you. And if I don't love me, it's impossible for me to love you. So I have to stop neglecting myself or I'm going to lose my mind. You have all the strength. You have all the power to flip this, to change this. And I'm not saying make it in your favor. I'm saying make it about you when it needs to be about you. Stop neglecting yourself and force them to respect you and make sure that you're respecting yourself from this day forward, because you know what it's all about. When you stop neglecting yourself, you find yourself climbing over the hump of any adversity you ever face to make each and every day of your life a Wednesday. This is a great day to win. Let's go.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.